Dear brothers and sisters, we still in explanation of ayat of the Quran, and we always said something about the way Quran taught the Ummah, the way Quran taught humanity. The adjective of this message, one of the most important things we have to know, that Quran is the most honest message we can receive. It is the most clear message we can receive. And because it is the most truth, the most honest, the most clear, it gave us everything we need to understand about the situation in Akhirah. Quran will not deceive us. If Quran said this is the way, that means this is the way. If Quran said if those people did this, they will face this, or they will have this in the Akhirah, that will happen with them clearly. For this reason, Allah Azza wa Jal told us in Ayah 108, أولئك الذين طبع الله على قلوبهم وسمعهم وأبصارهم وأولئك هم الغافلون. About the people who reject, about the people who move from Iman to Kufr, Allah, and those people who prefer the dunya instead of Akhirah, those people color their heart. What does that mean? Also, their hearing, their vision will not hear and see the truth. It see the concrete, it see the colors, it see everything around them. They are not blind physically or blind in the way we talk about it in our life, but they are blind to see the truth. And also, they hear everything. They hear the music, they hear the sound, but they didn't hear the truth. And because the end result are those people are al-ghafirun. So we have two types of people. We have two groups. Al-ghafirun, the people who are heedless. What is the opposite? The heedless. The heedless al-ghafirun. Al-dhakirun. The other group, al-dhakirun. So we have two situations. Al-dhakirun, the people who connect to Allah. What is the meaning of al-dhakirun? The people who mention that the people who connect to Allah and the people who disconnect, who are misled, who are ghafilun. So Allah Azza wa Jal told us about those people that وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. Those people are the heedless. So in Ayah 109, Allah told us that surely there is no doubt. لَا جَرَمَ أَنَّهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. There is no doubt in the Akhirah they will be the losers. Also, now, coming back to the two group, we have two group, the ghafilun and the dhakirun. The people who are heedless, they will be the losers. And the people who are dhakirun, they will be the winners. Someone said, oh, Sheikh, we are ghafilin, we are heedless. Does that mean we are in Jahannam? Not yet. If you are from al-ghafilin, not from al-dhakirin, you are on the way of Jahannam, but you still have time to change your situation. But if someone died, if someone left the dunya, and he is completely in the situation of the heedless, that means he is in Jahannam. It doesn't matter what he said, what he say, what he think, what he saw. No, it is situation. You know, it's a matter of situation. So Allah Azza wa Jal said, لَا جَرَمَ أَنَّهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. In the Akhirah, they will be the losers. Now, after Allah told us about those group who reject, after they believe and they get the anger of Allah, and this has happened to them because they prefer the dunya instead of Akhirah, and those are heedless, and those will be in the Akhirah from the losers. Now, Allah Azza wa Jal told us about another group. Those group who say the word of kufr, but their heart doesn't believe in the word of kufr. You remember those people. You remember when we explain. Now Allah will told us about those. What happened to them? In ayah number 110, Allah told us about those group. It is the ayat revealed because of a group of companion of Prophet Muhammad. But of course, it is for every time and for every people. But this is the occasion, and this is what we call the reason of revelation. Revelation, sabab al-nuzul. Summa inna rabbaka lil-ladhina hajaru. And then, indeed, your Lord to those who immigrated or migrated. Min ba'di ma futinu. After they had been compelled. Compelled? Okay. After they had been compelled, and thereafter, do their best, and they were patient. Indeed, your Lord, after all that, will be to them forgiving and merciful. So now those group of people, what is their story? Their story that when they are in Mecca, they are poor, they are weak, they are slave. So the people who own the money, the people who own the power, punish them, torture them until the point of the death. They want them to go back from their Islam. They want them to revert from their Iman. So they said the word, but they didn't believe in it. After that, they have a chance to migrate to Al-Madinah. So if they use this chance, you know, look how always Quran focus about the action. He want the action. The problem with the Muslim today, they want to talk. They want talking. They want the words. They don't want the action. Quran focus on the action. So, summa inna rabbak. So, your Lord, about the people who migrate after they going through difficult situation, after they compelled. So, and they jahadu, they do their best, they do their effort. Wasabaru, and they become patient. Why they become patient? They become patient because the rejecter, Quraysh, took their money, took their houses, took their thing. You want to migrate to Muhammad? You can migrate to Muhammad, but you have to leave everything. So, but they be patient. It's not easy, someone to lose every thing. وَصَبَرُوا. So they are patient. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ مِنْ بَعْدِهَا لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. So your Lord, after this to them, is forgiver and the merciful. So now we have really very important topics. And this topic is a part of Islamic history. And it is a part of every Muslim life. It is not Islamic history only. It's part of every Muslim life. This is the meaning of migration. What is the meaning of migration? The migration at the time of the Prophet, it has many meaning. The meaning, one of these meaning, to move from Mecca to Medina. To move from Mecca to Medina. What is the meaning to move from Mecca to Medina? To care about your religion. Oh, I ran away from Mecca to some place else to take care of my religion. Today, the people going to Mecca to improve their religion, to become it. No, to move. Because the religion is not a place. The religion is a teacher. The religion, because the teacher who gave you the religion. For this reason, the people left Mecca and went to Medina. Why? Because the teacher is going to a Medina. So they go after the teacher. And this is what Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, said when he met some people. And some of his companions were busy because they have this occasion. They want to bury it. They want to make condolence. And Jesus told them, let the dead people bury the dead person. So he considered them dead people. They are alive, but their iman is dead. They're believing. So he said, left the dead people to bury the dead person and follow me. And follow me. دعوا الموتى يدفنون موتاهم واتبعوني واتبعوني. So for this reason, the people left Mecca, the center of iman, the center of the most important place, the most important mosque, because it's not a matter of stone. It's a matter of knowledge. And they follow the Prophet. This migration end after the opening of Mecca. After the Prophet came and opened Mecca, there is no more migration from Mecca to Al-Madinah. But there are still another meaning of migration. Another meaning of migration. One of this very important meaning, and this meaning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about it. Rasulullah told us that al-hijra an tahjur ma naha Allahu anhu. Migration, to migrate, to lift what Allah asks you to lift, what Allah order you and obligate to you to lift. This is a type. When some in Arabic we say the verb migrate. It is not only to traveling. Maybe someone migrates someone. You know, he migrated. He didn't talk to him. He didn't visit him. This is what And you said, oh, so you migrate me? This is the meaning. So here that the meaning of the hijrah, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, al-hijrah an tahjur ma naha Allahu anhu. So migration is to migrate what Allah forbidden to you. And this type of migration is continue until the day of judgment. This will not stop, will not stop. And this is the meaning of when Allah Azza wa Jal told the people of the cave, فَأُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ. So go to cave, migrate to cave. It's migration to Allah. This is migration to Allah. So we need to increase this meaning in our heart, to increase this meaning in our soul. What is this meaning? Migration to Allah. When you sit to make zikr, when you close your eyes and you separate from all and everything around you, this is migration to God. This is migration to Allah. When you stand to pray in the night, in the tahajjud, and you disconnect from everything, it's migration to Allah. So all this migration to Allah will not stop. And also to migrate the sins, to migrate what is bad to what is good. All these meaning of migration will continue to the day of judgment. And also the meaning of migration is to migrate from your heart to Allah and lift everything instead of Allah. Not to love in your heart anything in this dunya, anything. Whatever it is, car, house, money, I own it, I control it. And if I love something, I love him because of he will bring me closer to Allah. For this reason, I love my children. Why I love my children? Because I love them and I feel, yes, okay, this is good. But I love them because they will be continuous good work and good hasanat to me until the day of judgment. They will have children and they will care about their children. And they are my hope. They are my future. They are my continuous time when I will be in my grave doing nothing, has no more hasan. Now my children will continue the message. Now my children will go on and their children will do the same. And this is the continuous until the day of judgment. For this reason, I love them. So this is the meaning of the migration of the heart. The migration of the heart to leave everything, loving anything except Allah. And also not to be slave to anyone except to Allah, except to God. The problem today, there are many things make the people slave to it. For instance, drugs. Drugs is a type of slavery. Alcoholic, it is a type of slavery. You see big man with a big certificate, with great PhD, but he is slave to what? He said, I cannot stop this. I met a person, I talked to him. He said, okay, Sheikh, I would like to tell you something. I cannot stop it. What does that mean? That means this habit control him. This habit make him slave to it. For this reason, this migration is to move from to. This is the migration. It's a moving from to. From anything except Allah to Allah. From loving and putting in your heart anything instead of Allah to the pure love to Allah. And from fearing anything except Allah to fear Allah. And from urging anything from Allah to urging Allah. Some person think, oh, this man will help me, this man will give me, this man will save me, this man will take. Okay, of course, if he helped me in the way of Allah, I will thanks him because this is the way I thanks Allah. But I put my urge, I put my hope in Allah Azza wa Jal. And also not to asking any person in humiliating way, you know, because you know that he will do your thing. Of course, we ask each other, but not in this way, except to Allah Azza wa Jal. So, and this is the meaning of fafirru ila Allah. Run to Allah. Run, escape to Allah. Go to the exit of Allah Azza wa Jal. There are many exits, but go to the exit to Allah Azza wa Jal, fafirru ila Allah. And this is the meaning of the real believing in the unity of God. And also the migration give two meaning. It is physical meaning. There is something you do it in your body as to move from place to place. Someone nowadays, he move from country to country to save his faith, to save his iman. Maybe in his country, he is in risk, he is in difficulties, but he move to care about his life, to care about his iman. This is something physically. And also, someone listen to the calling of Allah. Allah ask us, if you cannot practice your religion, if you cannot practice your ibadat, is the earth big to you? You can move to any place. You can do your ibadat. You can do your iman. You can increase your knowledge without any difficulty. And also, there are other meaning to the migration. It is complete. It is great package, as I said, to the body and to the heart. It is to the body and to the heart. And this school need very important thing. It need the pure will. It need the complete trust in God, complete trust in Allah. How the Sahaba left everything, left the money, if they don't trust Allah, if they don't assure that Allah will care about them. And there is very important things connected to al-hijrah. One of these is repentance. One of these is repentance, at-tawbah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تنقطع الهجرة حتى تنقطع التوبة. The migration will not stop until the repentance stop. So someone would like to migrate, he should have repentance, he should go back to Allah, he should ask Allah forgiveness from his sins and give the promise to Allah not to do any more. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تنقطع الهجرة, migration will not stop, حتى تنقطع التوبة, until repentance stop. ولا تنقطع التوبة حتى تطلع الشمس من مغربها. And the repentance will not stop until the sun rise from the west. When the sign rise from the west?
Yeah.
It is the day of judgment. What does that mean? Repentance continue until the day of judgment. This is the most great thing of Islam, that the gate of repentance always open, whatever, wherever, whoever. But Adam make a mistake, and all the humanity still carry their mistake on their shoulder, and we don't know what to do with this mistake. No, it is not the concept of the real religion. It is not the concept. The real religion, Allah, you ask him and he will forgive, and he will forgive you. For this reason, repentance is very important. And what is not good in this situation, to insist about what is wrong. Whatever it is small, whatever it is, someone do something wrong, but it is very small, but he insists, no, it's okay. There is no problem if I did this. No, this is wrong. This is wrong. You have to know that. This is wrong. Pray Allah to me to help me to get rid of this. Pray Allah to me. Someone, as I said, drink alcohol. Someone would like to show off in front of the people. Someone don't wear suitable clothes or don't act in the society in suitable way. Don't say, no, it is not. It is not wrong. It is wrong. But I will try to get rid of it. Don't say that it is not wrong. Because if you insist, the small sin will be big sin. And this is very problem when someone insists, لا صغيرة مع الاستغفار, لا كبيرة مع الاستغفار. There is no big sin with asking Allah forgiveness, ولا صغيرة مع الإصرار. And there is no small sin if you insist about it. If you insist about it, there is no صغيرة with it. For this reason, Allah Azza wa Jal ask us clearly, and the Prophet ask us clearly to ask him forgiveness. For this reason, he end the ayah of the hijrah, ثُمَّ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لِلَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا. So Allah, for the people who migrate, what? غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Because what does that mean? They ask him repentance. They ask him and he accept their repentance and he forgive them and he give them the mercy. Every word in the Quran for a reason. Why Allah here said Ghafurun? It is not vain. Here said Ghafur Rahim. He has said Latifun Khabir. Here, no, no. Every word has a meaning and has an reason. And also the migration is will. What is the will of your migration? I migrate from country to country. Why? To study. Okay, you migrate to study. I migrate from country to country to collect money. It's okay to collect money. I migrate from place to place to get married. Okay, to get married. But all of these is not the great reason of migration. The great reason of migration should be migrate to Allah. Should be migrate to Allah. Okay, Sheikh, I came to this country 40 years ago to study. Can I now change my niyyah? Can? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can change your niyyah. Anytime you can change your niyyah. If I do something, I'm going to mosque. Why I'm going to mosque? To see this person because I have something to tell him. Okay, good. But in the middle, oh no, I should pray. I come to, can I change mine? I can't change my niyyah. I study. Why I study? Because the people would say, I am a good person. I am having a good certificate. No. I do this to satisfy Allah. Can I change my niyyah? Anytime can I change my niyyah. For this reason, for all the people who migrate in this country, in this time, can we change our niyyah and make this migration to Allah? Yes. Yes, we can. Also, migration, as I said, It's yaqeen. It is assured. It is completely trust in Allah. And this is what Allah said in the Quran. إِذْ يَقُولْ لِصَاحِبِهِ The Prophet said to his companion Abu Bakr, لا تحزن. Don't be sad. Why? إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعْنَا Allah with us. Allah. What is this? When he knew that Allah with him, when he feel that Allah with him, when he assured to his companion that inna allaha ma'ana, so what is the result? فَأَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ سَكِينَتَهُ عَلَيْهِ So Allah sent down his calmness, his sakina, his security, his happiness عليه وَأَيَّدَهُ بِجُنُودٍ لَمْ تَرَوْهَا and support him with unseen soldier, with unseen. So there is a lot of unseen soldier to Allah Azza wa Jal. وَأَيَّدَهُ بِجُنُودٍ لَمْ تَرَوْهَا And what is the result? وَجَعَلَ كَلِمَةَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا السُّفْلَى And make the word or the situation, the word here means the situation. Make the word and the situation of the rejecter in the lowest level. وَكَلِمَةُ اللَّهِ هِيَ الْعُلْيَى And the word of Allah in the highest level. And this is a truth. وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ Allah, the Almighty and the All Wisdom. You know, He is the Almighty. Why? Because He make the rejecter in the lowest level and he make the believer in the highest level. Wallahu azizun hakim, he is the all wise. So migration is full trust in Allah. It is full assured in Allah and it is complete relay on Allah. When the Abu Bakr asked the Prophet and he afraid about the Prophet and the Prophet answered him, مَا ظَنُّكَ بِثْنَيْنِ اللَّهُ ثَالِثُهُمَا What do you think about two persons? The third of them is Allah Azza wa Jal. So may Allah be with us. May Allah supporting us. May Allah helping us. May Allah help us to be with Him. Because He is with us. But are we with Him? وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ He is with you wherever you are. But the great question and the important question, are we with Him? أما الذين لا يقنون فهم معرضون على الدوام للشك والتقاعس والتردد. But the people who disbelieve, they always turn away, they always doubt, they always not trust in their heart. And also, the meaning of migration, it is complete firm, it is complete power. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, العبادة في الهرج كهجرة إلي that worshipping Allah in the time of fitan, worshipping Allah in the time of killing, Worshipping Allah in the time of bad circumstances, it is like migration to the Prophet. Oh, Sheikh, so not to go to Medina? No. Now the migration, not to go to Medina, now the migration to worship Allah in the difficult time. And now all the earth in a difficult time. So the companion of the Prophet Muhammad gave him the promise to be with him in any circumstances, to keep on the straight way in any difficult circumstances. Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَإِذْ يَمْكُرُ بِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. And if the rejector plan against you, why? لِيَثْبِتُوك, to block you, أَوْ يَقْتُلُوك, or kill you, أَوْ يُخْرِجُوك, or send you out. And they do their plan. And Allah did their plan. And Allah, the best who planned. What is their plan in front of the plan of Allah? What is, in just a minute, in just a small thing, everything different. They surround the Prophet from all the tribes, with more than 40 strong person to strike him in one strike, to hit him in one hit. And his blood will be with all the Arab, and no one can kill all of them because they killed the Prophet. It's satanic plan. But Allah Azza wa Jal send Jibreel and make all of them sleeping. This is one of the soldier of Allah. All of the rejectors sleeping, and the Prophet go out and take sand and put sand as a sign. As a sign, he woke from them. You don't know your power. Maybe this country or these people, they have a power, but not in front of Allah. All their power in end at the border of the earth. And what is the earth? It is very small piece of sand. It is smaller than any piece of sand in this great universe and in this global universe. So Hijrah has a lot of meaning, and Hijrah has a lot of benefit, but this need patience. To make migration to Allah need patience. And Allah said, فَصْبِرْ إِنَّ الْعَاقِبَةَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Be patient. Allah will give the good result for those people who listen to the order of Allah and act according to the order of Allah. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. And give good news to the patient people. Those people, if they have any problem, any crisis, anything bad, قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. We belong to Allah and we will go back to Him. If someone has some person good die to him, he lost something, he said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And Allah Azza wa Jal told us that those people, alayhim salawatun min rabbihim wa rahmah. Those people, Allah will mercy them, make salawat to them. Oh, Allah make salawat for someone instead of the Prophet? Yes, there are different and many situations Allah mentioned that Allah make his prayer, and the prayer of Allah is mercy, to mercy them. أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. And those are the guided people. And Allah Azza wa Jal said, إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب. The patient people, Allah will reward them without any counting, without any limit. There is no limit to the people. So if you are in a situation of patience in the dunya, don't be sad. Don't. But you should have a hope in Allah Azza wa Jal that Allah, inshallah, with His will give you unlimited reward at the Akhirah. And this unlimited reward is coming from advantage to the Prophet. The Prophet has advantage in Surah Al-Duha. Allah said, told him, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Allah will give you until you will be satisfied. And here, for the people who are patient, Allah will give them without limit. What does that mean? Until they will be satisfied. Allah will give and give until He will be satisfied. And of course, we don't ask Allah to make us patient. No, that means we ask Allah to test us. But if we are going in any difficulties, we will be patient. But we don't ask. We ask Allah to protect us from trials. We ask Allah to help us. We ask Allah to protect us, but we don't ask Allah that, oh Allah, make me patient or give me patience. No, that means give me trials. And we don't want Allah to test. We don't want Allah to test us. For this ayat, Allah Azza wa Jal told us how He helped us to be ثُمَّ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لِلَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا فُتِنُوا. So they're going in trials. ثُمَّ جَاهَدُوا. They did their best. وَصَبَرُوا. They be patient. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ مِنْ بَعْدِهَا لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. So Allah after this will be غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Today there is a mistake. Most of the Muslim, or there is illusion. There is something not real, not reality. He did something and you ask him, no, please don't do this. Oh, Allah is Ghafurun Rahim. Allah is forgiveness and mercy. No, you misunderstand, my brother. Allah explained this in this ayah. He said, and after they migrate, and after they're going in difficult circumstances, and after they do their best, jahadu, and after they patient, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ مِنْ بَعْدِهَا لَغَوْرٌ. Then Allah will be the forgiveness and merciful. Not after we do sins, and after we didn't listen, and after we forget our duties, and after Allah غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. No, you mistake. You misunderstand. There is misunderstanding. You have to do your best and repent to Allah, and then Allah will be the forgiveness and will be the merciful. May Allah give you khair and afiyah. May Allah accept from all of you. May Allah help us to migrate in our heart from anything else except Allah. May Allah help us to migrate to Him in our heart, in our feeling, in our sense, in our soul, in our spirit, in our prayer, in our dhikr, in our recitation of the Quran. Can you imagine you listen to the word of Allah? All of these, may Allah help us to migrate to Him. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.